I saw a great press release, a reaction from Jim Martin and the 60 Plus Association, which is America's largest conservative seniors organization and the acknowledged alternative to the very liberal AARP, raising all kinds of questions about how the IRS is going to oversee its responsibilities with regard to the implementation of Obamacare. You know, a lot has been made about the IRS focusing on conservative groups. But you know something? Obamacare, as Jim Martin has pointed out, is financed through a mandated federal tax, which gives the IRS limitless powers to manage, oversee, analyze, scrutinize, and tax the people's health care decisions. That's what's at stake here. And that's why this stuff is so important. I'm so, so pleased and honored to partner with 60 Plus. Pat Boone is their national spokesperson. You've seen probably ads. 60 Plus has grown to over 500,000 citizen lobbyists all over the country. Let's welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show the chairman of the 60 Plus Association, Mr. Jim Martin. Great having you back, Jim. How have you been, sir?
Oh, doing pretty well, Mike. I'm always an honor to be on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Thank you, Jim. Well, it's great catching up with you. You know, a lot's happened since we had you on the last time. Of course, the most egregious has been the IRS scandal. I wanted to read something you said to the D.C. press corps about this whole mess. It was pretty funny. You said, on a day that IRS Chief Lois Lerner, head of the most intimidating bureaucracy in the free world, pleads the fifth like a common criminal, Senate Democrats defend the IRS's indefensible behavior as if it were a clerical error. How dumb do they think the American people is? She claims she's not good at math, but apparently she could count to five, which is a typical Jim Martin line. I loved it. Talk about this scandal, what you think it means. I mean, you had a U.S. Senator, Carl Levin of Michigan, literally call out 60 Plus by name for targeting before the 2012 election cycle, right?
Yes, right, Mike. And you know, I'm used to these bricks being thrown at me. I've been in this town 50-some years, and I'm going to stay another 40 or 50 years till we get messes like this straightened out. The IRS is a organization that's just run wild over taxpayers for so many years. They've been caught red-handed here. And like you said, this lady, she said in some interview, she said she wasn't very good at math, but Mike, she knew how to count to five. She's taken the Fifth Amendment. She says, I've done nothing wrong. I've broken no laws. But however, I don't want to testify. I'm going to hide behind the Fifth Amendment.
I mean, you got to be in a bad way when you're sitting there realizing when you wake up that morning, I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment before the whole world while claiming I didn't do anything wrong. And of course, you know, our buddy Trey Gowdy, congressman out of South Carolina, immediately caught on saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't make an opening statement, proclaim your innocence, and then refuse to answer any questions.
Yeah, and Congressman Gowdy is absolutely right. He's a superstar in my book.
Me too.
He hadn't been there very long, but he really does a magnificent job. So does Darrell Issa on the Oversight Committee, yep. And Dave Camp. I gotta laugh. Dave Camp, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, of course, had these guys up before him the other day. And Mike Kelly, Congressman Kelly from Erie, Pennsylvania, another one of our conservative superstars, Congressman Kelly just absolutely blistered this fellow Miller, the IRS commissioner at the time. When he finished, he literally got a standing ovation from the crowd. And Chairman Camp almost put his hand over his mouth to hide a smile. He had to gavel, in the room, you know. But I'll tell you what, they're running wild. The IRS is running amok. We've got to stop them from getting funded. Can you imagine? They are supposed to get funds to hire several thousands of more IRS agents to implement Obamacare.
Well, this is what I want to focus on, because this has been front and center. Jim Martin is with us from the 60 Plus Association, 60plus.org, 60plus.org. You came out recently and said this about the situation. You said Obamacare is going to turn every doctor's office, every hospital, every adult care facility into a branch office of the IRS. You went on to talk about how a current provision of Obamacare, it's section 1502, demands that insurers provide the IRS with documentation of their customers' names, social security numbers, whether they have a government-approved plan, gives the IRS the right to demand any other information as the Treasury Secretary may require. Hey, Jim, this is downright frightening.
Oh, this is big government standing there with the handcuffs. It is absolutely scary. And the IRS implementing Obamacare. By the way, this program, Obamacare, which all the Democrats supported, they're running away from this particular bill. You know, it's kind of like someone said to me the other day, and I'm going to use this quote, Mike. He said, "Jim, it's like a chef refusing to eat at his own restaurant." They're just backing away from
it. Yeah, they don't want it. But good things are happening, Jim, and I believe it's largely due to the efforts of folks like you and your organization. I mean, AARP, for example, has been doing some marketing. I was stunned seeing some of their ads pretending they're for conservative values. I think 60-plus is having an impact in our world. I mean, and care to take a moment and explore the AARP's role with Obamacare?
Oh, I'd love to. But by the way, we did do a bus tour in 2010 and 12, the 60-plus association. We went from my home state of Florida north into New York. We went out west toward Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin. And everywhere we met with seniors, hundreds and hundreds of seniors, the biggest response I would get when I talk about the so-called Affordable Care Act, I call it the Unaffordable Care Act, which it is, seniors are up in arms about it. And by the way, it was senior citizens back in 2009 who were saying no to this program all along. They voted in overwhelming numbers against President Obama. They didn't necessarily vote for Romney. They voted against President Obama because of this law. Senior citizens were the only group in the whole nation that voted totally against the president because of Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, they know how bad it is. You know, if it takes you over 2,000 pages to explain a bill,
There's something wrong with it. Well, there's nothing wrong with 60 plus. It's all right, and I'm so proud to continue to get people to sign up. It doesn't cost anything to join. You go to 60plus.org, 60plus.org, because if you care about it, if you care about our values, if you care, if you want to be a part of a team that's fighting for seniors, you know, 60 plus, Jim Martin, you've been fighting against Obamacare. You'll continue to fight the good fight for seniors. I love the work on the death tax, dividend taxes. Help Jim Martin and 60 plus fight the good fight. Join 60 plus today. Go to my website, mikeonline.com. Click on the 60 plus banner or go directly to 60plus.org, 60plus.org. Because, Jim, I got to say, I think, you know, the tide is turning. The poll numbers are plummeting in terms of support for Obamacare. As this thing gets closer to implementation, I think we're headed for a huge crossroads.
We are, and by the way, Pat Boone, of course, sends his regards to
great.
You, Mike.
Love talking to Pat every chance we get.
He's such a spokesman for 60, the senior group, as he says. He now admits he is 60 plus. He will be 79 years old.
No.
June 1st, 2 days from now.
I saw him on TV the other day. He's 79.
So say hello to Pat Boone. Happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, Pat.
But I'll tell you what, AARP, they also are on the skids now because for the first time in my long lifetime here fighting them, I can see where they are actually losing membership big time because seniors, they were exposed when their members were voting 14-1 against implementation of this bill.
Mm-hmm.
The AARP refused to fight against it. Why? Because they're going to make millions and millions of dollars.
That's right. That's what we pointed that out from day one. Follow the money trail. They're making a lot of money, but they're abandoning the principles of supporting seniors. And I think that's why now it's very telling, this new marketing strategy they've come up with. They've never reached out to conservatives in their marketing, but they are now. They are now. So you're having an impact. Jim Martin, keep fighting the good fight, my man. We need you now more than ever.
We'll do it, Mike. Thank you so much.
Great visiting with you, Jim. Thank you so very much. Jim Martin from the 60 Plus Association, really a terrific organization, and it doesn't cost anything to join. So just go to 60plus.org, 60plus.org, and you're going to be part not only of a seniors organization that's fighting for our values, but you're going to help them get the job done. There is strength in numbers. We got to fight this together, you and me. Go to 60plus.org. That's 60plus.org. Do it today.